Attention would-be governors, if you're still thinking about getting into the California recall election, the filing deadline is tomorrow. Of course, the competition is more fearsome now that Arnold has announced, and not just because he's rich and famous. As Ronald Reagan so ably demonstrated, actors can play political roles.
If you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate.
I discussed the former actor's transformation to president with Ronald Reagan biographer Edmund Morris. Edmund Morris, when you spent time with Ronald Reagan, did he ever talk to you about going from one sort of public life to another?
Well, I talked to him about it a lot. And before we get going, are you talking to me from Culver City, California, by any chance?
I am, yes.
I should mention that Culver City, California was where Ronald Reagan spent most of his war years working at the first motion picture unit in Culver City. So it was there in Culver City that his interest in politics became apparent to all those around him. And even though he was a soldier, and even though he was a movie actor who intended to go back to the studio system after World War II, he was so obsessed with politics that it was apparent that that's probably where his future would lie.
I'm interested that it even seemed possible to him to go from acting to politics, because I don't think many people would have made that transition back then.
Well, you know, acting, which is to say theater, and politics have always been inseparable, at least on the level where politicians are famous and powerful. And when you look at most of the seminal leaders in history, you'll generally find that they were very accomplished actors and knew how to present themselves and use theatrics. Acting and politics are by no means inimical to each other.
No, they're not. But, you know, until fairly recently, it was a little bit disgraceful to be an actor. And to be acknowledged for one's theatrics and then go into politics is another sort of a trick.
Well, I think that's a ridiculous attitude, to think of acting as disgraceful. I mean, that attitude should have gone out in the 1820s. Acting is an honorable profession. It's the profession which is most rewarded in our contemporary culture. Actors get more prominence and more money than any other members of our society. And it's not at all surprising that an actor should want to get into politics, in my opinion, because those of them who are politically driven have got all the technique that is needed to make themselves effective public people.
What is it that makes an actor an especially good public person? They do have to be theatrical and know how to present themselves in a favorable manner, but they also, it's one thing to hire writers, but they have to be themselves. They have to be good at public policy in some sense, don't they?
Oh, yes. Obviously, no actor is going to prevail unless he's not a serious person. I don't know whether Arnold Schwarzenegger is serious or not, but I do know that Ronald Reagan was a deadly serious person.
I wonder if when these actors become politicians, successful politicians, and get into office, do they ever miss what they've given up, want to go back to acting? Was that true of Reagan, do you know?
You know, I once said to him, in the Oval Office, the day after seeing his friend Charlton Heston eating up the stage at Kennedy Center doing the Kane Mutiny trials. And I said, Mr. President, do you ever regret giving up the movies, giving up the theater, giving up the stage and going into politics? And he looked at me with complete bewilderment and he said, why should I? I've got the biggest theater in the world right here. And he gestured at the Oval Office.
When Ronald Reagan announced that he wanted to run for governor of California, how was he received then?
With a certain amount of hilarity at first, but that was 2 years before he actually became governor. It was a very long and serious campaign that he waged. And as it became more and more obvious he was going to be elected, he seriously freaked out a large percentage of the electorate because he was a very right-wing and confrontational figure in those days.
Are there lessons from Ronald Reagan's experience that might do Arnold Schwarzenegger well?
Yes, I think if Mr. Schwarzenegger is serious about his political ambitions, he could do worse than study Reagan's career, because Reagan was a formidable combination.
What was it that was formidable about him, this combination of political ambition, political belief, and acting skills?
Well, the absolute self-certainty. Reagan knew exactly what he wanted and got exactly what he wanted. And if you survey the whole of his life, you will find that in all situations, Reagan always came out on top.
Historian and Ronald Reagan biographer Edmund Morris, thank you for coming in to speak with us on Day to Day.
It's a pleasure.